Awesome. Thank you. I'm humbled and honored to be able to do this morning. I'm also excited because I really feel that God has put something in my heart for his people and for us as a church at this time. We've been talking about the word new, and it's a new year. It is still January, so it is still the beginning of the year, and we're only 21 days into January, and every new year seems to bring about this saying, this phrase for the past couple of years. It goes like this, and I'm sure you've heard it. It says, new year, new you. And for some reason, this phrase has caught my attention this year because I had seen it on a lot of my social media, Instagram, and all that. This phrase, again, new year, new you. And the opinions that came against this phrase actually astounded me. I would see things like this written underneath whenever this statement was made. I would see, sure, it's a new year, but on the same old me. Or, yeah, it's a new year, but nothing's ever going to change. Or I would see this one, it's just another day. It's just another day. And I'm reading these, and this kind of like sadness came over me. I don't know if it's just, you know, the new year to me should be exciting and all that kind of stuff. And so I was thinking about that and, you know, how excited I get for a new year and how it's a time of reflection and goals and vision. And it's exciting to me. And I began to pray during that week of prayer and fasting that we have. And this was my prayer to God. I said, God, help me not to live 2017 all over again. Help me not to live last year all over again. And I believe that's why people don't get excited about a new year, because they go year to year living the same year over and over and over again, just doing the same thing, getting the same results. So, of course, when the new year comes along, they're like, it's just another day. Nothing's going to change. And so I hope that we can all pray, God, help me not to live 2017 all over again. So it's January 21st. That means we have 344 more days left of 2018 to really make a difference this year. So what are we going to do that's different this year that could really make an impact? I love the video. Last week, if you were here, Pastor showed a video about not having any regrets. And if you want to watch that, just come see me. I'll find it. I'll send it to you. But it was all about the regrets that people had that they didn't take. They regretted not telling someone that they loved them. They regretted not doing the things that they know they were supposed to do. They regretted not living out the dreams in their life. And I thought of that, and I thought, man, 2018, I don't want to regret what God is telling me to do. I don't want to regret when I go into next year thinking, man, I should have done this. I know God told me to do this, and I didn't do it. And we are to live every day, and God is telling us, live every day. Use the gifts that he's given you. Go after what God has placed in your heart this year. Don't let last year keep you from living this year. God wants to transform us this year, 2018, into something new. Pastor used this a description of new last week. It says new, which means not existing before, made, introduced, or discovered recently, or now for the first time. Our text today will be out of Isaiah 43, 18 through 19. We're going to be reading out of that, and we're going to stay focused on a couple of those scriptures, but first let's pray. God, I thank you so much for what you've done. I thank you, God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do, God. I just pray that you take me out of the equation today. More of you, less of me. Open up our hearts to what you have. In Jesus' name, amen. So Isaiah 43, 18 through 19, it says this, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The New Living Translation says this, but forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. So when we're going into 2018, we can see that we must forget the former things. And in order to do that, we have to see what God is saying a few scriptures before he actually tells us to forget the former things. And side note, I encourage you to always go home and read the context of what scriptures are shared, because you'll begin to dig in deeper to what the word is telling us. So we see a few verses before what God is saying to the Israelites, and I'll explain that after I'm done reading it. He says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's creator and king. I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all of its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves, and they drowned, their lives snuffed out like smoldering candle wick. So we can see we're here with the Israelites, God's chosen people. They were in Egypt. They were in slavery. And God chose Moses to take the Israelites from Egypt, from slavery, into the promised land. So on their way, they get to the Red Sea. And there's many thoughts of where they crossed. I think it's like 221 miles across, but where they crossed was either 9 or 12 miles, which probably makes more sense when you're traveling with millions of people. So you reach the Red Sea, and they're like, what are we going to do now, Moses? Like, you're taking us from slavery into the promised land, and here we have this big sea, and there's armies behind us chasing us, wanting us to die. And so God tells Moses to take his staff and hold it up against the sea, and God caused the winds to come down. And the Bible says that the winds created what were walls on each side of them so that they were able to walk on dry ground. Now, I had to find a picture because in my head, this is what it looks like. And that's exactly what the Bible says is what it looks like. So they got to walk on dry ground with walls of water on each side. Now, could you imagine being part of that group? I mean, that's exciting. You're seeing God work before your very eyes. Like, that is, if I was in that group, I would be like telling everyone about this story. Like, I would be telling my kids to the point where they would be like, here she goes again, telling the story about what God has done, you know, one of those like rolling their eyes kind of thing. But that's exciting. That's amazing. They witnessed a miracle. So God's saying, I did all this. And then he says, but forget all of that. I'm like, wait, what? Like, this is not something you forget, right? But I don't think he's saying it in a way that maybe we take it as. I thought of it like this. Have you ever caught yourself saying, those were the good old days? Those were the good old days, right? So sometimes I hear people talk about how they were in the club all night. They were dancing, just having a time of their life. And then they end it with this, those were the good old days. And I'm like, no, you were probably high, wasted, and you woke up with a really bad headache. That is not a good old day. Right? That's not the good old days. But we also do this as Christians. We do this too. We say, oh, remember when we used to have all-night prayer meetings? Remember when God really fell down on this place and everyone was healed? Do you remember that? Remember all the big old Easter dramas that we used to do? And they're all good things. But sometimes we get stuck there. We get stuck in the past that we're not able to move on towards our future. Matthew Henry writes it like this, the former mercies must not be forgotten. Fresh mercies must in a special manner be improved. God doesn't want us to forget per se what he's done. We remember. I will forever remember what he did for me on the cross. Forever. And I will tell people about it no matter what, because he loves us enough that he died for us. I'm going to remember that. I'm going to remember him bringing me through situations, and that I can use that to share the gospel and the love of Christ to everybody. We remember that. But what he's saying is we can't dwell on that all the time. If we are always looking in the rearview mirror, we will eventually cause a crash. We can't drive in life going like this because we can't even see what's in front of us. We're eventually going to cause a crash if we're always looking back at what has happened in our lives. We can't let the past be a hindrance moving ahead. Our past failures and our past blessings. So our past failures can get in the way because we always think, oh, man, I messed up. Oh, I did this, and God can't use somebody like me. Or I tried it once, and then I stumbled, and what's he going to do with me now? I've said it. We've all said that. And it keeps us from moving forward. But our past blessings can also keep us from moving forward. Man, God did this. Why would he do something like that for me again? He was already miraculous. He already did something great in my life. Why does he have to do it again? Because he did this. We can't let our past blessings and our past failures get in the way from moving forward. The Bible says, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Looking forward to what lies ahead. If we are not moving actively with God, we could miss a move of God. If we're not moving actively with him, we could actually end up missing what he's actually trying to do in our lives right now. We have to be actively moving with God. He's a moving God. And if we're not, we can miss a move of God. He says, it's nothing. What I did was amazing, but it's nothing compared to what I want to do. Josh Carter put it like this. He says, we can't let our current expectation of God live in a former presentation of God, or else we could miss a manifestation of God. We can't let the way we expect God to move right now continually live in the way that he has moved before. Well, he moved like this before, so he's going to move like this again. No, just because he moved like this before doesn't mean he's going to move like that again. He says, I'm doing something new. He wants to move in a new way. He wants to do something new in our lives. So we can't let our current expectation of God live in a former presentation of him because we can miss a current manifestation of God in our lives. That's exciting to me. We can't keep dwelling on the past that we don't move forward into what God has for us. Don't miss it by living in the past. Don't miss what God wants to do for your life by living in the past. Let's be where the Holy Spirit is, not where he was. Don't be where the Holy Spirit was. He's already moved on. Be where he is right now. Follow him wherever he goes. You want the Holy Spirit living now in your life, not where he used to be. You want him living now. Isaiah 43:18-19. I'm going to say this a lot. It's going to get in our spirit. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. A new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Another thing that we have to do is we have to expect a new thing. Where has our expectation of God gone? Do we come in expecting him to do something great? Or do we just come in and be like, oh, that's nice. Where's our expectation with him? He says, I am doing a new thing. Not that I'm about to do or that I have done or maybe I will do it. He says, I'm doing a new thing. That means the new thing is currently in the works. That it's currently there. The Bible says it's going to spring forth. We just read that. And the Hebrew meaning of the word spring, it means sprout. And when you think about that, when a leaf sprouts up from the ground, something underneath it was already at work. We see the sprout, the leaf, we get to see that. But what was underneath it was already moving, was already active, was already creating something that springs forth. That's what God is doing. He's already at work. And all of a sudden, it's going to spring forth. He's already moving in your life. He's already moving among his people. He's already has something working and moving and trying to do something in our lives. We have to allow him to do that so that one moment it's just going to spring forth. And the Bible says, I love this, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor has even entered into the man, heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. So the things that God is working on right now in our lives, we can't even comprehend how good and crazy those things are going to be because he's already working inside of us to sprout for something amazing in 2018. So when winter comes, we are in winter, we are in Western New York, what happens to all the trees? Their leaves fall off. But the solid part of the trunk remains. Why? Because what's underneath it, the roots and the bulbs, they're strong in a foundation. But the leaves have to fall off in order for new ones to come on. Same with plants, same with flowers. You know, there's flowers that have to come off. Why? Because insects come in, weather ruins them, that kind of stuff. And that's how we are. Sometimes the old has to fall off because of past hurts, past dealings, stuff that we've done. It has to fall off. And God says, I created a new heart in you. I made you a new creation in Christ. But those old things have to fall off. I love how even in nature that God created a continually shedding of the old to bring on the new. So he's reminding us that today, that we can't go into a new season holding on to old sources. We can't go into the new season trying to hold on to what God has given us before. He says, forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. I am doing a new thing. Can't you see it? Don't you see that I want to do something new? It's going to spring forth. It's going to come to life at any moment. But we have to get rid of the old stuff in order for God to do something new in us. The Bible says that he is the potter and I am the clay. Mold me and make me. He's the potter. Sometimes it's not fun. And sometimes that's why we go back to who we used to be or go back to the living the same way, is because we get to a certain point and God wants to do something a little different in our lives. And we're like, no, thank you. I'll just stay right here. Moving forward is a little uncomfortable. It hurts a little. It's not in my comfort zone. I'm good, God. But then he can't use us to move forward into the new season if we don't let him get rid of the old stuff that he's trying to get rid of. Amen? God will make a way in 2018. He will make a way. I'm going to read it again. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God can make a way. He can make a way when there seems to be no way. He can make a way through your darkest thought. He can make a way through your darkest hour. He can make a way through whatever it is that you're facing. Think about what you're facing right now. He can make a way. He can make a way for you. We serve a God who not only rose from the grave, but he parted the Red Sea. He killed giants. He healed people of leprosy. He healed blind eyes. We serve that God. If he can do all that, right? That's not just for the past. That's for us right now. He can make a way for you right now. The Bible says through wastelands, through wilderness, through deserts, he can make a way through all of that in our lives. Because we serve a living and active God who is always on the move. Think about the Gospels. Jesus was always going from one place to another. You know, Jesus crossed over to the other side. Jesus went over to this town. Jesus went to this place. He's always on the move. And we have to always be on the move with him. Why? Because he's able to make a way. We have to trust that when we follow him, he's going to make a way for us to get there. He will make a way. 2017 was not the end. Allow him to work in you this year. Something new. And then I have to be okay with wherever he takes me. I have to trust him. Do you know at the Red Sea, all the Israelites, they got there. Read it, Exodus 14, read it. They got there and they were like, they got scared because they didn't see a way through. So Moses, he goes to God and says, you know, help me, God, I got all these people. And God says, you know, tell my people to get on the move, right? And so when he parted the Red Sea, those Israelites, they had to trust where God was going to take them. You know, not only did they see this miraculous sea parting, they had to trust that, okay, we serve this God. He's making a way. Now I have to trust where he's going to take me. So when God makes a way and the path is wide open for you to walk in, trust where he's going to take you. Take those steps of faith to where he wants you to be in this season. Because maybe you don't know what's on the other side. Maybe you don't know what God has for you. But he's saying, I've made a way. Walk with me there. Trust that I'm going to get you there, and I'm going to do something new in 2018 in your life. I don't want to go back. I want to forget the former things. I don't want to live in the past. I don't want to live last year all over again. I want to expect new things, and I want to know that God has made a way. Going back is comfortable. It's comfortable going back because it's familiar. I read familiarity, I can't say the word, breeds contemptness, right? We've read that before. But then only with contempt people and contempt ideas. That's the only way it breeds contemptness. We can't live there. We have to expect that there's a future to our future, that God has something new for us, that there is something new in 2018. I wrote this in my journal that first week I was here, January 3rd, like I said, just praying. And even before I knew that Pastor was going to do this series on new, I wrote this. And it was more of a prayer, but I really felt just to share it with you today. I wrote, let go of past hurts, move forward. Let go of past regrets, move forward. Let go of negative thoughts, move forward. Let go of yesterday, move forward. Quit telling yourself you are not capable. You serve a capable God. Quit telling yourself that you are not enough. God has created you to be more than enough. Quit telling yourself that it's not worth it, because the cross will always be worth it. We have to move forward. We can't let the past determine how our future is going to be. We have to give that to God and say, God, create in me a new heart. God, do something amazing in my life. God, I don't want to live last year. I don't want to live 2017, 2016, 2015. I don't want to live those years all over again. I want you to do something new in my life. Let God create in you a new heart, and let's move forward in 2018. Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. God, I thank you so much, God, that you love us enough that we're able to move with you from glory to glory. God, I ask that as we enter into this new season, God, that you prepare our hearts and that we're able to expect new things, God, and we realize that you will make a way. God, I pray for everyone that's here today. Help them to see that you have something new for them this year. In Jesus' name, amen.